Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. Till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Wrapping up my time here at the Insperity Classic, Insperity Championship here in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston. The 10th Classic, I should say the 10th Insperity Championship, Champions Tour tournament, PGA Champions Tour. And this is the 10th one, and I've been here 10 years. Every one of these, had the pleasure and the honor of broadcasting my show from here. And while I've been doing this, I've been meeting people, great people, so many wonderful people, including our guest this half hour, our good friend Paul Lester, president and founder of Paul Lester Photography. It's a 40-year-old small business that he's been doing for all these years, running the company, doing the work. He's out here working hard and showing up and also sending employees out to do some work there. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us. Paul, can they go to your website, paullesterphotography.com?
Yes, that would be great. I think that would work. Yes, I think it's, I know I have one on there, and you'll be able to see some fun pictures and, you know, and just kind of visit it. Yeah, I definitely have one. And people, you know, I'll tell you, that's an interesting thing because we do some big corporate accounts, big ones where they have tons of golfers. Thank gosh golf is still hanging around and is still doing it. Kind of hit a lull there for a while. It's trying to make a little bit of a comeback between you and me and all your listeners. But anyway, this one person from this giant company, I called us and I said, gosh, how did you get it? Oh, we just looked it up on the website. And I went, yeah. Wow, okay. So I guess that website worked, you know?
It does work. No, it's
really
amazing.
Does work.
It's amazing how people find you these days. And it's the reason why I tell every small business owner, you must have a web presence. It's hard for me to believe, Paul, in 2013, that I still need to tell small business owners you need a web presence.
Yeah, and it's not hard to do. I mean, that's the thing. First of all, you know, there's all these people that are web designers and everything, but now there's people, I think you can build your own just by looking it up and yeah. So it is really important, especially if, you know, when they look it up. We just did a thing, I remember, out in Los Angeles at Sherwood Country Club, and I asked, how did you find out, you know? And, I mean, the thing was like the next day, and we put it together. And he goes, oh, I just needed somebody bad and looked it up on the Internet, and there you were. And I went, geez, okay, so that is good. You're right.
No, absolutely. You never know, you know, any time, any way you can put yourself out there for people to find you, you got to do that, right? I mean, especially as easy as it is to develop a web presence, as you said, a website or just, you know, going on to one of the big sites like Manta or something like that. Just make sure that Google can index you. Make sure that Bing and Yahoo, make sure they can index you. Make sure they can find, you know, what you do and who you are and where you do it, where you're from. Find all that stuff, and people can find you if they look for what you do. Paul, technology.
I believe it costs. Yeah, I think. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, technology has changed your business quite a bit because I know when we first met, you were probably still using film, and now it's all digital, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it is amazing. I tell my guys, we have meetings all the time, and the staff and everybody, and I'm like, guys, I hate to say it, but if we, guys and girls, because I have lady shooters as well, and I say, you know, if we mess up now, we're in big trouble because we've got digital. We can look and see what the heck we have. The only thing
you
might mess up now. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no excuses, you know, which is a problem because, geez, everybody needs excuses. and unfortunately, now I don't have any. You know, I'm looking at the picture right there, you know. Okay, oh, you had your eyes closed. Okay, well, let's do it again, you know. And I learned also much better even though, and I've shot some, thank God, some pretty powerful people, pretty much every president I photographed, including last year President Bush. And if something happens where, you know, I shoot it and I look and their eyes are closed, you know, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, I got to do it again. You better stop right then and say, let's shoot it again, even if it's a kind of embarrassing, like, gosh, we got to redo this picture, rather than trying to, you know, come up with some excuse. So I found out that you need to be aggressively nice, you know, when you're taking it and do what I do.
That's a good way to say it. Hey, Paul, I got to wrap it up. Thanks again for being here. Congratulations on great success in your small business. It's great to see you this week.
Thank you so much, Jim, and hi to everybody out there. And keep it going. It's nothing like having your own business. Thanks again,
thanks,
Jim.
I got to go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.